I give seminars, retirement seminars, I always ask the question to participants, when do you start saving for your retirement? Everybody says, well, maybe in your 30s and 40s. I say, wrong. You start saving the day you start working. And many federal employees have the fortune of having children who are, or grandchildren for that matter, who happen to get jobs this summer. And one of the best things they can do for their children is to contribute to an IRA on their behalf. And in particular, a Roth IRA. Just to review the rules of the Roth IRA, all money going in is already been taxed, and all money coming out, which includes earnings, will be tax-free. So when that child pulls that money out way down the line, I have an example I'd like to share here in a second, that money will be pulled out tax-free for their retirement. And the longer it's in that IRA, the longer it's going to grow, and the more money they will have for their retirement.
Now, Ed, because the adult may earn more than the limit for IRA contributions, is there any problem with contributing to a youngster with a Roth IRA?
No, because the contribution limits, which you're talking about here, Jane, refer to the wage earner. Here, it's a child. It's not the person who is essentially gifting the money to the child. The scenario is this. Let's say a child has a job this summer earning $5,000. They started working. Let's say a college student, and they have to have earned income. They have to have a job. They have to have some type of salary or self-employed for that matter. And they earn, let's say, $5,000 for the summer. The child can keep that money after, of course, it's been taxed, and the parent or grandparent, uncle, aunt could make a contribution to the child's Roth IRA on their behalf. Essentially, what would happen is that the parent would give money to the child, and the child would take the money and open up a Roth IRA with a, let's say, a mutual fund company. And the money actually is a gift from the parent.
And so, essentially, unless they earn that money, they really can't make the contribution. Tell us why that is.
The rule for IRAs is in order to contribute to any type of IRA, it makes no difference if it's a traditional or Roth IRA, an individual must have earned income. That is, they're working, they have a salary, wages, or they're self-employed and they have a net profit from their business. That is the rule for contributing to any type of IRA. You must have earned income. So since the child is working, the child would therefore be eligible to contribute to some type of IRA. Now, the IRS doesn't care where the money comes from. The money could come from the child's paycheck. It could come from the child's savings account. Money could be pulled out from the child's regular savings account. Or it could be a gift from some adult.
And so essentially it can't outstrip what the child earns.
Exactly, because the contribution limit for IRAs this year, for this year in 2009, an individual has earned income can put into an IRA the lower of $5,000 if the individual is younger than 50, or $6,000 if the individual is over 50, or their earned income, whatever comes out lower. For example, if a child has income this summer, let's say, of $2,000, they only could put in $2,000 to an IRA because it's less than the $5,000 other limit. They only have $2,000 of wages. There's a real benefit here for the child to do this as young as possible. An example I'd like to share with you, let's say a child who's 16 years old puts $5,000 into a Roth IRA this year. And let's use a very conservative rate of return. This is long-term, 7%. They're getting a 7% return on their investment, and they're not touching this money now. It's just going to be in there for a minimum 40 years. By the time that child turns 65, that original $5,000 will grow to $137,000.
That's amazing.
Wait another 5 years until the child, now as adult, is age 70. It grows to $193,000. Now, all that money, $193,000 at age 70, it doesn't have to be pulled out because Roth IRAs, money does not have to come out when an individual turns age 70 like the other type, like the traditional IRAs. But if the child does pull out the $193,000, it all comes out tax-free.
Well, I think this is a great idea. It never even occurred to me that it would be a good idea once your child starts to work. And we know that there are young kids, they work during the summer, especially between high school and college, in order to earn some money toward the next school year. They keep it generally, Ed.
Well, talking about the school year, if a child needs money for college, they could actually pull out the contributions from this Roth IRA because the contributions have already been taxed. The child, I wouldn't recommend this, but if the child needed to, the child could pull out that those contributions penalty-free with
wow.
no taxes
right.
to help with their or when the child is working and they want to buy their first house, they could pull out as much as $10,000 of the contributions they've made to this Roth IRA, also tax and penalty-free, to help pay for their first house. So this is another reason that individuals should start contributing to their IRAs as early as possible. And finally, this is very important, putting money into a Roth IRA will not hurt the child's chances for financial aid. Any money put into any type of retirement account is not used by the college financial offices against the child's chances for financial aid.
And the reason for that?
Because retirement money is not fair game for financial aid purposes. That's something totally separate. That an individual puts money away for retirement, a college does not penalize you in terms of financial aid.
Well, it doesn't seem to have a downside, Ed. It sounds like a no-brainer.
Oh, it's wonderful. Parents, and I want to say again, grandparents can really do their children and grandchildren a big favor. You know, and let's say instead of giving them a gift, instead of them, you know, for a birthday or for the holidays, Christmas, instead of doing that, give their child, I call it not the gift of life, they say about giving blood, I say give them the gift of retirement.